Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Mary's Garden by Margaret Haberman, who has lived in Maine since 1986. She spent over 20 years in Bethel and now lives in the outer reaches of Hope. She works professionally as a sign language interpreter and writes poetry in the places in between. She writes, "I wrote this poem in mid-August last year about the garden I share with my friend Mary. It originated as an assignment to write about a place. I was at a loss as to where to go and what to write, so I just walked into the garden and sat down in the middle of all the plants." Mary's Garden by Margaret Haberman. I know you wanted order and giant pumpkins, neat rows of greens, early peas, tomatoes firmly bound in their red and silver cages, eggplant for parmesan, leeks for soup, red-hot curly chilies for the late season comers. You didn't ask for the accidental calendula, which I protected from your hummingbird hands by a circle of rocks, our own little henge, homage to serendipity. Now, a mass of yellow and orange, sticky and sweet, stalk and stem, clamoring. You did not want the sunflowers in every corner, leaning towards center like sentry, round faces of gold and rust, prickly middles full of hope, and soon ravaged by black crows, plowed under like all of it. You wanted giant pumpkins outside the borders, not these plants marching toward the middle of the garden, elephant ear leaves marred by mold, wrinkles yellow and brown, gray bugs scurrying for camouflage. Look at that green heft of globe-like fruit, longing to be orange, to get that far, to outlive the droughts, floods, the unavoidable press of feet, to make it past September to the first of the hard frosts and sweetness. I know you wanted everything to go as planned, but isn't it glorious? The sunflowers watching over us, the tomatoes in a chorus of red, amber, and honey, the pumpkins moving inexorably, filling up the empty spaces with green, with tiny thorns, with all the scars and bountifulness of having made it this far. That was Mary's Garden by Margaret Haberman. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chutin family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Megan Webster-Duston manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.